I grew up outside of Omaha, Nebraska, in a city called Ralston. I became blind at age 3, and I went through the public school system with the support of my parents, who told the local school district it was important that I learn to use a cane and that I be taught Braille. They made a fuss about it, and then it became required that I get those trainings. And they sat in on the annual IEPs. And later on in my training, they made a fuss again because the school district said that I needed, that I knew everything I needed to succeed in college. So they were going to send me back to my local school district, that I was the only blind person in the school district. So my parents contacted state senators and researched state law and hired a lawyer. And the outcome was that I continued at the large public school next door that had a number of blind students and services such as Braille transcription, which completed my high school successfully with support for Braille transcription. So that got me through high school, and I applied to Stanford because it's one of the best technical schools in the country, and I believed to succeed as a blind person, it would be good to come from a college that had a good reputation, since most employers were unfamiliar with working with blind technical professionals. And Stanford gave me a good education and did, in fact, have a good reputation. They also did provide Braille transcription for textbooks, although that was a challenge, getting the right material that I needed.